The first collection of Edgar Allan Poe's short stories, published in 1850, included most of Poe's notable literary pieces. The first complete collection of his works, however, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, was published in 1902. I am lucky enough to have a rare 1935 edition of Tales of Mystery and Imagination, which is illustrated with 8 color plates. I recently reread this amazing book, which includes such masterpieces as The Fall of the House of Usher, The Pit and the Pendulum, The Purloined Letter, and of course, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, and The Telltale Heart, 5 of Poe's most entertaining tales. Let's take a quick look at 4 of the 5. The Fall of the House of Usher is the gruesome story of a brother and sister, Roderick and Madeline Usher, who live in what can best be described as a haunted house. Roderick, unstable and paranoid, entombs his sister while she is still alive, and believing that his fate for carrying out such a gruesome task is to somehow exist in the family mansion as a madman, he stays there. The seclusion eventually drives him to insanity, and at tale's end, the house crumbles as the story's narrator flees to watch the house collapse with its now 2 dead occupants. The Pit and the Pendulum, first published in 1842, is a tale about a prisoner who is being tormented during the Spanish Inquisition. Poe, however, does not define the period specifically in the narration. In the tale, a man who is condemned to death is bound in straps and placed in a room with a deep pit designed for him to fall to his death. Above him, a pendulum with a razor-sharp edge swings, unceremoniously descending toward him with each new pass. He escapes his predicament much like Houdini, by allowing rats who are in the room with him to chew his straps in two and free him just before the mobile hot walls that surround him force him ever closer to the pit. Near death, he hears voices and trumpets, the sounds of the French army coming to free him from his enemies and certain death. The Purloined Letter is a relatively classic detective story in which an unnamed narrator describes a case in which an incriminating letter has been stolen from a woman's boudoir by an unscrupulous blackmailer and suitor. The contents of the letter can be quite damning to the woman. As the tale unfolds, the letter, stolen and replaced with another by Poe's erstwhile protagonist, Inspector Auguste Dupin, condemns the blackmailer, who is a powerful politician, to his political downfall. Of course, Poe's most famous story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, which is considered to be the first modern detective story, and which again features Dupin, is mystery at its best. In this story, Dupin investigates a double homicide that occurs in Rue Morgue, in which a woman and her daughter are murdered. It turns out in the end that an escaped orangutan belonging to a sailor has killed the two women. However, that's not the most important part of the story. The real significance of Murders in the Rue Morgue lies in the fact that the story is a metaphor for the triumph of brains over brawn, in which Dupin, by determining what happened to the two ladies, uses his superior brain power to overcome the physical strength of the orangutan. The story also deals with a recurring theme of Poe's, that of beautiful women meeting an untimely death. Most importantly, Murders in the Rue Morgue represents the first published detective story. If you haven't read any of Edgar Allan Poe's stories, I would encourage you to do so. He is, in fact, the master of masters when it comes to the short story form in detective fiction. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.